Hi there. My name is Pastor Rory Clark, and I am the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. And I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? That's the focus of these 10-minute lessons. You can give God another chance. Today's lesson, when you're listening to God, you're pursuing truth. When you're listening to God, you're pursuing truth. If you really want to give God another chance, if you really want to get to know God, knowing the truth is the only way. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, the Apostle Paul exhorts his favorite church, the Philippian church, this way. He says, "Finally, brethren," and that's a reference to believers in Christ, "whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are right, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever things are of good repute, if there's any excellence, and there is, and if there's anything worthy of praise, and there is, let your mind dwell on these things." I think that's one of the most romantic verses in the Bible. And part of this verse also happens to be the motto of my alma mater, the university I attended, Northwestern University. And the motto is simply this: whatsoever things are true, let your mind dwell on these things. And that's a great thing to think about when you're in a university. Whatsoever things are true, let your mind dwell on these things. It's a great thing to think about in life as well. If you really want to give God another chance, and if you really want to get to know God, pursuing truth is the only way. I can remember the start of my pursuit of truth, and it began with a thought. There is absolute truth. I absolutely wanted to know the truth. I remember hearing once somebody say, "There is no absolute truth," but I just didn't see things the same way. In fact, a friend of mine puts it this way. He said, "When my kids were young, I bought them a box of 64 crayons. I took out the black crayon, and I took out the white crayon, and then I gave them the rest of the crayons. And I told them, there is no black or white, so have fun with the rest of the colors." That's a powerful message. That's a dumb message. And I've just never seen things that way. To my way of thinking, if there are lies, if there are things that are absolutely false, and there are, then there must be absolute truth. I want to know the truth. And it seemed to me that the truth was easy to find if you were looking for it. Because for something to be true, it's always true. To prove something that is false, all you have to do is prove that one thing about it is false. Because truth is held to a standard of excellence, a very high standard. Now, in pursuing God, I know that He wants me to get to know Him. Romans chapter 1, verse 20 says so. It says, "Since the creation of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ's invisible attributes, His eternal power, omnipotence, and His divinity have been clearly seen by all mankind, being understood through everything that has been made in the entire created universe, so that all mankind, especially those practicing ungodliness and unrighteousness, are without excuse in the matter of knowing that there is a God." The Lord Jesus Christ is God, and He wants me to know the truth about Himself. But I also know that there's a creature who does not want me to get to know God, and his name is Satan. And I know that he sponsors lies to keep me from getting to know God. John chapter 8, verse 44 says this: "You are of your father the devil," that's Satan, "and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar in his very identity, and he is the father of all lies." So God wants me to know the truth. Satan wants to lie to me so that I don't know the truth. Satan sponsors "you never know" thinking. He sponsors relative thinking. It's all good. It's all good. It depends. Every situation is different. The relative mindset the slide from side to side, never commit to anything so you always have the chance of being right, lie. And I've come to learn that every lie has a lot of truth in it. Lies are designed to gain your confidence. And that's why deceptive people are called con artists, because they are expert at gaining your confidence with a lie that is so true that you can't tell that it's false. Well, I've learned that you have to put the truth and lies side by side, preferably in writing, to be able to see lies for what they are, false. And you have to look at the differences, not the similarities, when you're comparing two things to be able to tell the truth. Some religions believe in Jesus Christ, just like Christianity does. But when you put what they believe side by side in writing, you see that they believe entirely different things that are as different as night and day. Now, here's one person's viewpoint about the truth versus lies. He says the truth can be placed in the open, exposed naked to the entire world. The truth does not need any laws to protect it. It does not need any secrecy to protect it. The truth does not need evidence destroyed, nor does it need videotapes to be confiscated. Only lies need secrecy. Only lies need protection from laws. Only lies benefit from fear, secrecy, blackmail, gossip, and confiscation of evidence. And what he was talking about is what he perceives is the lies that the government has told us about the 9/11 incident. But see, God wants you to know the truth. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13 says, "There is no creature hidden from the Lord's sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have much to do." God has nothing to hide. John chapter 8, verse 32 says, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." So some of the things that I have wanted to know in my lifetime are, is there a God? Is there a heaven and hell? How do I get to heaven? What are some of the things that you want to know? So the question I'd ask you to ask yourself is, are you worthy of the truth? If you're going to know the truth, you have to be curious. If you're curious, God will make himself and the truth known to you. He will give you what you seek. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13 says this, "You will seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart." I always thought that the search was worth it, the search for truth. Do you? The motto of Barah Ministries is pursuing truth from the Word of God, pursuing truth from the Word of God. And we've been pursuing truth for over a decade and a half, and we have miles to go before we sleep. God has been gracious enough to point out when we are wrong about what we think we know, and we've been courageous enough to stand in a public forum like this one and to say when we make mistakes. And we can do that because we're pursuing truth. We're not pursuing our egos. We thank you for joining us. And we hope you will continue to pursue the truth with us. So if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week for the edification of your spiritual life. If you like these lessons, share them with your friends. If you like these lessons, feel free to help us financially, so that we can keep providing these lessons free of charge to people all over the world. And thanks very much to those of you who have helped us so far. And when you give, do it because you want to, not because you have to, because God loves a want-to giver. And speaking of giving, keep on giving God another chance. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.